Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
This is our word and slang part. Today, we are going to introduce some words and slangs about getting a job.
The first one, what do native speakers say to describe attempt to get a job? Usually, they will say hunt for a job or job hunting. And the person attempting to do that is a job hunter. This is quite vivid because you can easily imagine that during the ancient times,People went hunting for prey to feed themselves, just like getting a job in modern society.
And then it's resume, which you need to prepare when applying for a job. Known as a biodata, it is a document used by a person to present their backgrounds and skills. A typical resume contains a summary of relevant job experience and education,as its French origin implies. Besides, there's a similar stuff called curriculum vitae, or CV, which is used for employment purpose as well, but is expected to be longer and more detailed in U.S. academic circles.
If you are lucky enough, your resume will be selected and you will have an interview. In order to shine among the candidates,You need some words to show that you are competent. For example, a people person, which means you are good at communicating with people, and business-oriented or results-oriented, which means you focus more on business or results. If you want to emphasize on computer skills, you can use proficient in Photoshop or advanced level proficiency in Excel instead of the ordinary good at.Other expressions like good interpersonal skills, excellent time management skills, and ability to prioritize and work within tight time frame are of great help as well.
If you have done well in the interview, then congratulations, you've got the job, or more specifically, land the job, which means you get this job through great efforts.It's also common to say you're hired or taken on or appointed. Well, if these expressions cannot get you excited, how about you are put on the payroll? It expresses the same meaning, but it connects you with the salary more directly.
You've worked hard and done a really good job.And then you'd get a promotion, which means you are moving to a more important job or rank, or the temporary job is not quite suitable for you and you prepare to have a new challenge and change your job. And in English, we will say job shifting, job skipping, or the most interesting one, job hopping.
There are always ups and downs in life. You may not do the job that well, so unfortunately, you lose the job. Usually, we would say fired or get a sack. But some employers prefer to say let somebody go or lay somebody off. There's also a slang get a boot expressing the same meaning. If you are dissatisfied with your boss, you can also say give the boss the sack. Don't be afraid if you are jobless. Just resume from the very beginning, like the first expression we introduced.Hunt for a job.
Hello, everyone. Today our topic is going home or stay abroad.
Coco and Chloe will give you a brief introduction.
According to the statistics released by Ministry of Education, in 2014, there were 364,800 overseas students returning back to homeland obtaining employment. In 2015, the number soared to 409,100. In 2016, 432,500. And the number is still growing in 2017.
There may be two main reasons lying behind this tendency. To begin with, it's been more and more difficult for overseas graduates to find a job in their aiming country. After Donald Trump took office, he has been promoting the strategy America First. Giving right to technical employment became harder, and UK's dropping out of the EU makes it less attractive to those job-wanting youth. But home employment doesn't have to be the helpless choice. That brings about the other main reason, that the job environments inland are getting better, thanks to policy adjustment and industrial prosperity. Domestic corporations providing better opportunities draws graduates home.
With large numbers of overseas graduates coming back home, some people worry that there may be a threat to local graduates getting a decent job. For employees may have a preference for those with a foreign diploma. Actually, those worries aren't entirely lies. After investigating approximately 300 companies, the employment situation of overseas students are better than that of the local students. But the ultimate career developing altitude depends on individual competence rather than international education backgrounds.
The salary of overseas graduates, however, do exceed their domestic counterparts, reaching up to 8,000 to 12,000 yuan a month. Even 8% of the employees offers a monthly pay over 20,000 yuan, and for domestic graduates, less than 1% obtain that wage level.
Employees believe these graduates with international education experience have great advantages in languages, environment adaptation, and working initiative. But with the threshold of overseas studies getting more easily to be crossed, corporations are paying more attention on evaluation and are setting multiple standards to assess graduates.
Hey, how could you be here? Aren't you American? I hardly dare to recognize you.
Hey, what a coincidence. I didn't expect to meet you here either. I just came back 2 days ago.
So, why are you coming back? Anything wrong in America?
No. I'm fine in America, but you know, I miss my family, miss my friends, my Chinese food. After all, I'm staying abroad alone. So I came back to China to see my parents.
Yeah, it's normal to feel homesick. I choose to go home in large part because of that.
Alright, since we haven't seen each other for a long time, I guess we should sit down and have a dinner.
That's exactly what I thought.
First of all, let's have a cheer.
Cheers.
Okay, now tell me, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I started looking for work when I came back from abroad. It is said that it's easier for overseas students to find jobs, but now I don't think so. It took much time to find a proper job. The salary is okay.
Well, you're lucky. I've heard that some overseas students still can't find work.
Yeah, but I think the pressure is greater after returning to China.
Why would you say that? By common sense, you should have more resources than they have.
You know, in Chinese environment, people love to make comparisons. Everyone knows that I have come back from abroad. Of course, a comparison is indispensable. If you don't live well, someone would say, though he went abroad, he's the same as us. It really annoys me. It's no different than somebody else's kid.
You're right. But you have to just be yourself and ignore the words of others, you know?
Yep. Oh, I just remembered something. Did your parents hurry you to get married? Ever since I came back, they've been asking me when I'm getting married. I can't imagine of a day when I was asked about these things.
Of course, I was also asked. My parents also asked me if I was going to find a foreign girlfriend. Up to now, I still don't know how to answer them every time they ask me.
But it's always good to have parents and friends around when you return. My parents are getting old. I want to spend as much time as I can with them.
You know, one advantage of staying here is that I can't always see my parents.
I've talked so much. Time to talk about you. How is everything going recently?
I consider whether to get further studying or start looking for a job for a long time. I said it was better to get a job. After all, I'm not a kid anymore. I can't really rely on my parents for everything, you know.
So, did you find a job easily?
It's still okay. There will always be challenges, but I'm enjoying them. But I think life should have been a little more exciting, and I'm a restless person. Especially in a foreign country, there are more difficulties than you think.
Then now that you have chosen this path, you must stick to it.
Yeah, I know. It's good I can get used to the diet here and the culture. That saves a whole lot of trouble, you know. You know, I think I'm the lucky one.
How's your work?
My boss and colleagues are nice. The working atmosphere is also easy. Unlike some Chinese companies that have fierce competitions.
That's not bad. Maybe you can make some friends.
For me, I think the next step is to work hard, give myself a good life, and of course, think about my future family that I don't know where they are now.
It's a nice plan. What about your parents?
That's one reason why I must work hard. I want to get them abroad to live with me. If they are not used to the foreign life and wouldn't come at least, they should know that I'm doing well. They don't have to worry about me.
Wow, you're such a failure, man.
Thanks for the compliment. Oh, the dishes are coming. Let's have a great meal.
Okay.
Welcome to our free talk today. After you finish your education in a foreign country,
yeah.
Are you going to choose to stay there or just go back home?
Depends on where.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your major? For example, if you are specialized in business, you may come back to China because I think China has more opportunities. But if you are specialized in technology, you may, for example, if you go to America, I think that's a bigger opportunity.
Yes, Silicon Valley, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Actually, if you are a computer science student in America, most of them choose to come back home because, you know, Silicon Valley is actually, the talents are too many. There are so many companies there, and going back home is that China has more thriving markets in computer science, this field, so they will choose to come back home.
But staying in Silicon Valley, do you think they can make money more easily?
I don't think so.
Because
Chinese corporations specialized in high technologies are now offering higher salaries for students have international educational backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they think that they have the best education and they know some high technologies because they study in America and they come back home and they would service for them. But if you are in America, they think that you are nothing special. So it's not actually that much easy for them to earn a high salary there.
But I've watched several TV
dramas.
Yes, and it leaves me the impression that the opportunities in Silicon Valley is like you can draw more investment more easily.
Maybe the drama is the Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
that's really a good show.
Uh-huh.
But I think before that's a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and because of the humor part and that you will have the impression that, oh, it's easy to start a new business, to have your own company and to realize your dream. But actually, I think in real life, it's going to be so hard.
What about others?
Maybe I choose to go home.
Why?
My family and friends are all in China.
Yes.
But your college classmates are in the other country.
I decided to go abroad after I finished my college.
Yeah, but your postgraduate classmates are still in other country.
But my parents are in China.
Yes, but you may lose your personal connection.
But it doesn't mean that when you come back to China, you lose contact with kind of your classmates, you know.
Uh-huh.
When you move to another country, you must take your family into account, about your dear mother, your dear father, your grandparents.
But you can bring them along with you in another country.
Do you ever think that, are they willing to go with you to another?
Maybe,
or maybe not. Yes, but there might be parents who won't.
Well, what do you think?
Definitely depend, like you say, depend on how things turn out. If it seems that what I need is here, then I will stay back. If not, I might still need to go to other countries or still go back home. But home is always necessary. I think regardless of what we are pushing, we still have to consider our loved ones. Life's not all about me chasing. I want to be this. I want to be in the best place. So I have to consider home very important. So I think going back home is part of the major thing I would do.
Oh.
Yeah, that it still depends. Like some parents I wouldn't like to go outside from home. So especially those that have gotten a lot of connection with their environment. Can't take them away from that kind of environment. For them to go for a foreign country, it's not really easy. Spend about 50 years of your life in a place and if someone's taking you out from that kind of environment, it's not really easy. It's easier for we, the young ones, to be getting connections in different places. I think, regardless of what you have got in other countries, you can still retain the connection if you go back home. That's what I think. So, if you have learned something, it's not only for you to stay back there, you can still take it home. If I go outside the country, as I'm here, get the knowledge, I go back home, invest the knowledge in my home.
Yes, but have you ever considered that maybe China has more opportunities?
And how is it actually that the fact that you're in China, the fact that you're in a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
you will not be appreciated as it when you go back home with that knowledge?
Uh-huh.
Take for example, you have spent your life in another country. Here you, on a normal day in your home, everybody have always been in their country. But you are outstanding for the fact that you dare to go out to another place. So when you come back home, you are seen at a higher place. But if you are just in the country that maybe a country that seem, let me not say higher than you, but the country that seem higher than what you have always been, environments that seem higher than what you've always been at, everybody will still see you as normal. So I learned a computer knowledge and I go back home. Everybody wants to get hold of me because they feel that this person have gotten something. But if I'm in the country that I learned it, I'm like, I have many people that are better than me because that's the place I got the knowledge. So yeah, no matter how the opportunity is, I think if you go back home, you get more appreciated. Not just the fact that you get time to stay with your loved ones, but also you still the value is a bit higher than that being in the country where you got the knowledge from.
Here's another thing. For example, if you stay in China or some Western countries, you can earn more money back compared to your hometown.
Yeah, well, life's not about money. Life's not about money. You also have to be checking the best. I think for me, I still have to be checking the best place I can. I can contribute to the environment, not just for my own pocket. And if I stay in a country where I just make money, many people at home just know this person is getting money. but I don't have a position where I can actually impact other people. I don't think that is a fulfilled life. You're just like an animal that also wake up and eat his food and go his way. So, but you also have to be considering that an environment that suits your ability to give out, not the money, I mean give out impact. If I'm in an environment that I can just earn money and just be seen as someone that earns money, I think I'll be a little bit restricting my abilities. So, but if I'm at home, I think I'll be able to make much impact. So it depends on the environment. So if here in China gives me the opportunity, then yeah, that's good. But it doesn't give me that opportunity, then regardless of how much I get, I think I need to go out. Maybe either to another country or maybe go home. But I think home is always there to welcome you, because home is my home. Yeah.
Yes. What if you can't earn enough money in China or Western countries, and then you can contribute to it? You contribute it to your hometown.
That's still okay. Yeah, that's okay. No, it's still okay. Yeah.
I think Israel's theory is a little bit like why Chen Xuesheng come back to China.
Yes, a little bit similar.
Yeah, I think he's very noble man.
Yeah, but I think for normal people like us, for me. I still think the money impact is a very important factor when considering whether I will come back to China or still stay in another country.
It's actually, I think it's not only about money, it's the air quality.
Oh, yeah.
and your children's education.
Yeah.
That's all taken into consideration, and a lot of people are doing immigration to America for their children, you know, to have a better growing environment.
That actually answers back your question. Right. You said that not every parents are willing to. But sometimes if you do that, you are actually due for their own benefits. To their benefit, to the parents' benefit.
To themselves.
I actually get you. You think that your parents are gonna live a happy life abroad because of the environment there, but your parents think, I don't like it. I think living in China is more happy because I have friends here and I miss the food here, even though the air quality is actually really bad, but I choose to stay here. But you are making the choice of getting them out of China because you think it's for their benefit.
Yes, that's my point.
Okay, I know.
And I think it's not only for the old people. Some young people living abroad are now considering coming back home because they miss the noisy backgrounds of China.
Really?
Yeah, because they're
surrounded by people.
They miss the feeling. They think that that's life. And I think just eating the steak.
Spicy.
And they think that the peaceful environment of like Europe and the feeling of the British, they just don't like it. They think, that's not life, that's not how I live.
These kind of feelings are always combined with loneliness.
They don't think they belong to that country. And finally they will come back home, so why don't I come back home
earlier? They can't get used to that kind of lifestyle.
They've spent most of their life in China.
Yeah.
Israel, do you think you have a sense of belonging in China, or do you feel lonely?
For me, I would say that I'm fitting in somehow.
Do
you have any Chinese friends? Besides us.
I have. I would not really say that I have. I just speak with them online. I don't really know them personally, most of them. And I've met a lot of foreign students and foreign people here. So I think there are more people I know. I know a whole lot of foreign people from other countries. But here, Chinese, just few of them. Few of them have. So I'm I'm fitting in. The more I learn about the culture, the more I learn about the system, the more I learn about how the Chinese think, then I can be able to fit into the Chinese system of life. So outside it, I always feel like someone outside. Even though I'm in China, I always feel someone outside China.
Yeah, outsiders.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Why is that foreign students are more easily to become friends in their own group, not with Chinese students?
Let me start with the language.
Language?
I think it starts with the language. And also,
I think so. We also English?
No. Yeah. No. It takes a lot for a Chinese to speak English. A Chinese will always speak Chinese around you.
Oh, yeah.
It's only those that cautiously want to speak English that will try to speak, and it doesn't flow much. Most time, it doesn't flow well. So, and also having the many countries have different notions about Chinese, and maybe that would be part of it. At least I know for many of the Africans, I know the notions they have about Chinese. I know some people from other Asian countries. So some of those things might be part of things that makes them. And Chinese, if not, maybe say maybe Beijing is a little better, but normal Chinese. Other Chinese, I know the Chinese don't usually speak with strangers. So that kind of, you mean that I just want to say, just whatever, that kind of shunning. Some of those things looks normal to a Chinese person, but to like Africans, that's very, very bad. So having that kind of notion, you don't need to, I would not like to be embarrassed by anybody, not because I'm a foreign student in your country. I would not. All of us from all the foreigners we see, all the foreigners in their own different places. Some of them are prince.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are from different places that I respect them very well.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're in a foreign country because of academics, they would not like to raise such disrespect or that stigmatization by some Chinese. So that might be some part of it. So you start from a Chinese that is willing to connect with a foreigner, then it's not that difficult. The foreigners always want to mingle with other foreigners. It's easier to relate with them because it seems that all of them are in one group and
yeah,
the Chinese are in one group. So all of us understand the same thing we are facing with the Chinese. So all of this things, it depends on the mindset actually. If you look into it, you see that there's no really any gap, just you. It's just you that is thinking that way. I've been with many Chinese groups, many. So, but like I said, I can't say that I have a particular friend, but so they are kind of like Chinese lifestyle is not the same with us. So I'm just trying to fit into the system.
So this is our free talk today. See you next time.
Bye. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。